reading these readings for this weekend's Mass, I had to ask myself, and so a question, and so I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you think heaven is like? What's in heaven? Okay, God's in heaven. What's heaven like? Well, do you plan to go? Well, then maybe where are you going to go? Paradise. Any ideas? Any other ideas? Angels. Yes, go ahead. Singing. There's no wrong answer. Complete happiness. That's my sermon, so I'll just sit down. Actually, this morning at the 9 o'clock Mass, more people had ideas. One young man said, there's going to be a lot of food. And another lady said, it's going to be warmer than here, but hopefully not too warm. A few friends of mine have expressed to me over the years, one of my friends, actually it was his parents, his mother told me she thought heaven was going to be her and her family sitting around the kitchen table together again for Sunday dinner, being surrounded by those that you love. And certainly we believe that whatever heaven is, it's going to be with those that you love. And another friend of mine who lived in New York for a long time said that he thought heaven was sitting in the bleachers at Mets Stadium with a beer in one hand and a hot dog that has no fat and no cholesterol in the other hand. And the Mets are always winning. And if you know the Mets, you know, they're kind of like the Lions. They don't win very much. So that's what their ideas of heaven is. Pope Francis told us recently, and this is, he didn't really come out and say it this way, but he kind of gave the impression that he was saying that there will be our pets in heaven, our animals in heaven. And certainly whatever makes us happy, whatever makes us happiest is going to be there for us in heaven. Although he actually didn't say that there's going to be animals in heaven. And he doesn't know either, because like all of us, he's never been to heaven. None of us have been to heaven, so we don't really know. But Jesus reminds us through these stories in today's gospel, the story of the seven brothers, and the other story of the other seven brothers, Jesus reminds us that heaven is a place for the living. They're living a life that's a little bit different, or a lot different, than the life that we have now. Jesus is the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And so, whatever it is that would make us most happy is what heaven's going to be. And more than anything else, what will make us happy will be in that awesome, majestic, magnificent presence of God, of which we have no clue. We can't even imagine it, because we're mere humans living on this mere earth, very simple earth, you know, with all of its flaws and all of our flaws. Heaven will be total happiness because we'll be in God's complete presence. In the creed, in a few minutes, we're going to do the baptismal vows as we get ready to baptize little Liliana, and we say that we believe in the communion of saints. The communion of saints is not the saints going to communion. It's the union of us here on earth and all those who are in heaven. And we're united in some very special bond that even earthly death can't break. And we don't know what that life is like, but we know that we're living together with them who are in heaven now. Jesus is the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God that will show us his awesome, magnificent majesty when we get there. So obviously heaven, obviously when someone dies here on earth and goes to heaven, because we know that person, we care for that person, we love that person, we feel sad, but it's much more than that. Sometimes when I celebrate a funeral, just the other day, one of our priests passed away, and so I went down to Ohio for his funeral. He was my high school teacher. I knew him when I was 14. So I've known him for almost 50 years. And it was a very much a pleasure for me to be able to celebrate his funeral and pass him off to God and let him know, let us know, as he already knows, that massive, awesome majesty being in God's presence. Our God is a God of the living, not of the dead.